Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so you know this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, November 5th, and I know there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world today, so I hope we can all just kind of come together and talk about Beamer for half an hour and forget the madness. Before I say hello to my co-hosts, I want to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We're almost always will have a phone number or a website or something like that that you're going to want to be ready to write down if we when we start giving that. And also, please press 1 on your phone if you want to chat with us. We would love to hear from you. It's really what makes this show so fun. And the sooner I know how many people would like to talk with us, the better chance I have to get to everybody. So as soon as you know you'd like to chat with us, just go ahead and push that number 1 and it'll put you and it'll let me know that you want to talk with us. So be sure to do that. All right, let's go ahead and say hi to my co-host. I've got Nate with me this morning. Hi, Nate.
Hey, good morning, y'all. It's always good to be on the talk. So looking forward to a new conversation.
Hey, Nate, it sounds like you got a pillowcase over your head.
You are a little muffled.
As long as you would let me out, I would be okay. No, I don't know. I got my earbuds on, so I don't know what's
okay,
going on.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Okay.
That's better. Mm-hmm. And Cindy, hi.
Yeah, good morning, everybody from Northern California. We've got a beautiful day today, and my little mini is doing better, so it's a good day.
Good, and you guys deserve some kind of good normal weather.
Yeah,
year that you've
had. Nice for a change. Yeah.
And so, Tiff, we've got Tiff with us too.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, Tiff Scott here, Western Colorado, and it is beautiful here. It's supposed to get kind of nasty in a few days again, but I missed you all last week. I was up on the mountain hunting, but I'm back down, and we got some harvest, so it was a good time.
Good. All right. Well, good. Go ahead, Cindy. It sounded like you had something you wanted to start with.
Yeah, it was just, you know, I guess it's an example. One of the things I always say to people is, you know, when you're lucky and, you know, you got your horses at home so you can keep your eye on them and you know what's normal behavior and what isn't. It doesn't matter how well, you know, whether they're pastured with velvet fences or, you know, things happen, you know, whether it's disagreements between horses or, you know, or they come up with the only nail that could be for 50 miles around, whatever. They seem to find things. And Or conditions just come out of nowhere, and that's what happened to us this week with our little mini mare, who a lot of people have seen because she's been on, you know, putting the cuffs on across her back is one of the first posts that we did on the Facebook page to show alternate uses of cuffs. But she just, and I know we're not talking about medical things, but I'll just tell you, out of the blue, first time in her life ever, she went into an absolutely horrible seizure. It was, I've never seen anything like it. And, you know, and knowing that I had something to be able to use while the vet was on the way, it meant all the difference to me and, you know, to our little horse. You know, she's doing better and, you know, as the vet says, you know, sometimes these things just happen for no reason. Well, I have a hard time getting my head around that, but but in fact, it does seem to happen. It's happened before different circumstances with our horses. So I love having something that I know that I can use that's going to be able to help them, even when nobody knows how or why it happened. So that's my story today.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's awesome. And it's not like we're talking about replacing, you know, vet care, especially in this situation. But as,
right.
as you were saying, you live pretty far away from a vet. So it's going to be a while before anyone can get to you. So whether we're talking about this or some other kind of, you know, emergency type thing that happens, to be able to have something you can do that can help until, you know, they get there is, you know, invaluable.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then, again, if you're dealing with any kind of, you know, a medication, having the circulation moving is going to get the medication through the body everywhere it needs to be. In this case, obviously, you know, it was a neurological brain kind of a thing, but, you know, her whole body was in spasms. So we needed to get that fluid and medication throughout her body as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I very much appreciate how Beamer is a supportive therapy, and I have it at my fingertips.
Absolutely. And, you know, like we always say, you know, one of the questions you get, you know, a million times and over, especially from people that are just starting out, is, what do I use for this? And what do I use for this? And I always say, you know, it's, you know, my favorite thing about Beamer is it isn't designed for anything specific. And, you know, this is a perfect example. I mean, you didn't even know what was wrong, but you knew Beamer could help it.
yeah.
And so, and that's because it isn't designed for this specific problem or to treat this specific issue or to help with this particular problem. It's, you know, it's so much more, you know, based on the way the human body responds, or not the human body, the anybody.
Anybody, a living body.
Anybody, anybody, you know, works, and it, you know, supports it from the bottom up. And so it really doesn't matter what it is. And that is one of my most favorite things. It is one of the hardest things when you're first starting, because you want protocols. You want to know what to do for this and what to do for this. But really, in the end, it's best that they don't have to do that. So.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Rainey. You know, that's the real, the simplicity and the beauty of the technology,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's also what's hard, as you said, for people to wrap their heads around, because it kind of doesn't, it seems, it's so contrary to everything that our whole, you know, medical culture, if you will, is built on. And so it just really helps to say it doesn't matter what you call it. It starts with a problem in the self.
Yep. Yeah. So far it doesn't look like anyone wants to chat with us, so I can maybe talk a little bit about something fun that I got to do last weekend. It was one of our local distributors has a horse set, but she's never really been around horses, so she asked me to help her with a demo she had. And so I went out with her on Sunday, and it was really, really great. We were at this place that does has rescue horses, and she does some therapy work with, she does retreats for people for healing and things like that. So she uses her horses to help people heal. And so she is just a really great, thing there. And of course, you know, Beamer fit. She had a couple specific reasons she wanted, you know, to see Beamer, you know, a couple specific horses with some specific things, but more, I think she saw just the value of being able to have this kind of a tool, like we talk about all the time, for all of her horses, including, you know, the ones that she has all around, you know, she's had, you know, she has a mother and like, she has like a three generations kind of going there. So she's got a real old mare that, you know, could always use some support. And then she's got some young ones that, you know, like you said, do kind of some stupid things sometimes and are able to find the one possible thing they could get hooked on and, you know, things like that, to, you know, these rescue horses that come in that she really has no idea how much, you know, what's gone on with their history and what kind of trauma they've had. So I think it's going to be a really great fit for her. And it was just really fun to kind of be with her and see her facility and what she's got going there and what she's doing with these horses. So It was pretty amazing. So I got to do that this weekend, and it was really fun. I got to help a local distributor, and I think she feels a little bit more comfortable with, you know, the horse unit and the horses and stuff now too. So it was a successful and enjoyable weekend to get to see. You know, I love seeing places like she has, you know, that I mean, the horses are of course loved and taken care of, and she loves and takes care of them, but also she's being able to use them, you know, to help people. So it was fun to spend time with her and kind of see how her program runs, and it was just a really great time. So,
and congratulations to that distributor that reached out to you to say, you know, this is not my strong suit. I'm just learning. So, you know, please help me. And to work out arrangements like that. I know it can be challenging sometimes to find out, you know, who your support team is. But much better to reach out and maybe get to know somebody you might not have known well before than try and just muddle through it yourself if you're not comfortable, and particularly if you're not comfortable around, you know, around horses as, you know, they make you nervous or afraid. So don't be afraid to reach out.
Absolutely. All right. Well, still nobody wants to talk with us, guys. Do you guys have anything that you've been working on you want to share?
Well, I'm trying to get one of my distributors from Texas on the phone, but she's very busy. She's got a master's degree in equine reproduction, and she works for a pretty well-known large facility with Arabians down in Texas. And she was at a show in Utah, and they personally had amazing results, and it has shown in all the ribbons and trophies that they got. But another neat thing is why she was there. She, and I don't want to steal all her thunder because I really want to get her on, but she had the opportunity to beam a bunch of other horses, and particularly one particular stable, and a gal that had her own issues, which of course we can't share anything, but the amount of horses that she was able to actually do sessions on and how it played out in the overall show was amazing. So these horses were all getting sessions, were cleaning up left and right. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Hey Nate, we need her for testimonials next week.
Oh yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Yes, it'd be great to have her on. That sounds like an incredible testimony, so that'd be awesome. Love to hear from her. We do have somebody that wants to chat with us. Let's see what they have to say today. We've got area code 802. Area code 802, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning, everyone. It's Janet Spangler in Vermont calling.
Hey.
Hi, Janet.
Good morning.
Hi, everyone. Hi, good morning. Happy to report we're going up to the 60s today. We were in we're 18 degrees 2 days ago. So,
I
know we're on the increase. So this is great. I actually was going to share a personal testimonial of my own horse. This was from last week, and I rode her, I think on Tuesday, and she couldn't have been better. Turned her out. Got a text from the barn that night saying she's slightly off on her right fore. And I'm thinking, what the heck? You know, she was, shoes are on, no rocks or anything stuck in there. And so they said, well, just keep her in the morning and you can come along. And I actually asked her to turn her out so she'd be happier. And so I got there fairly early. I went out and got her. And sure enough, she was a little bit off on that right fore. And I just couldn't figure it out. There was no cuts. There was no, she didn't pop a splint or something like that. And I threw the blanket on her, and she's had the blanket for almost 2 years now. Very comfortable with that. And then I put the cuffs on both front legs. Now, I don't put the cuffs on her very often because she's got really strong. She's an older style thoroughbred. She's got really sturdy structure on her, big bone, and she's got great legs. And so, but she was happy to have them on. And I started with P1 on both of them, and I put, actually, I should go back. Before I put them on, I felt her leg. It was a little bit slightly swollen, just above the only place. And the hoof was slightly warm, but noticeably more than the other one. So then I put the cuffs on her and did a P1 session and put her back. She was in her stall then. And then I came back about 4 hours later, did another P1 session. And then I hand walked her around the indoor, put her back in her stall, and came back one more time around 7 o'clock at night and did the same thing. The next day I came and felt the swelling was completely gone in her leg, and the hoof was slightly warm, but not as much as the day before. So I gave her two P1 sessions and hand walked her, popped her back in her stall, came along about 4 hours later, repeated that, no heat in the hoof wall at all. And I actually was so surprised by that, that I put her on a lunge, which I don't do a lot of lunging, and just did walk and just a little bit of trot, and there was zero lameness at all. So I gave her the rest of the day
off.
Awesome. And we went back to work the next day. I know. And my trainer was actually there on the first day I started this, which was Wednesday, and she had looked at the hoof and everything, and her thought was that she had an abscess coming and I should start that process. And I couldn't figure that out because the day before she was 100% sound. So I think my best guess is what happened was we had some funky weather, and in where her turnout is, the actual entrance to it had gotten muddy and slippery. And I'm guessing she just kind of torqued it a little bit. And but it just, I know I was back on her 3 days later going back to full work. So I'm very impressed with those cuffs and so grateful I have them.
You know, and good for you, Janet, for journaling all that. You know, I mean, at least keeping track of it so you know exactly what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
you did a great job.
I think normally I would have probably succumbed to calling the vet at some point, and I sure didn't need to.
Excellent. Yeah, and this kind of goes back to what Cindy was talking about in the beginning, which, you know, they find a way sometimes to just, you know, bang themselves on something or twist their, you know, who knows. They manage to find stuff. And even if we don't know exactly what it is, you know, you put the beamer on and you got some results. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janet. I appreciate you sharing that story. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was it for, you know, nobody else wants to talk with us. Tiff, do you have anything going on? I can't remember if you were headed somewhere or just gotten back from somewhere.
Yeah, I just got back from a race in Utah that we had just not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And it went extremely well. They just call me the Beamer girl now. Even when I'm about up, they're like, Tiff. Gut or Beamer girl. She goes by both. So it went really well. Again, it's kind of winding down in our area for the season, but it's just, again, like what Janet was just explaining, I've gotten so many phone calls from the show community of people that are on my team. And a lot of times when they're hauling and they get to a place, or even just in general, those horses are standing in a stall for long periods of time, and they put the beamer on, and they just, with swelling of legs like that she was talking about, the swelling just drastically goes down. They don't have any issues with, you know, those types of conditions, and they're just free moving. They just work so much better. They feel so much better. And just the stress of the environment of having all of the commotion and just everything that goes into that whole atmosphere in that stress of the competition and those days and the changes and all of that. I just can't say enough about how much Beamer helps with the whole situation. And like I said, too, the gal that I am representing for the NFR this year, that's going to be coming up here in a few weeks. The particular horse that she had actually got injured So she's going to be using a combination of a bunch of other horses because she has plenty. And one of them, one of those ones is also a stallion owned by the same place. So she's going to be running him, and I'm just super excited. I hope I can go and watch at least over the weekend and see how well she does. But I'm just so excited that she's representing Beamer, and the people that she comes in contact with are loving the product as well. It's helped with some injuries that they're also dealing with. So I just can't say enough. The horses just love it, love it, love it. And when people try it, they are just so excited to see what it can do for their animals and themselves.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, we're talking about pro athletes, whether talking about human or horse. This is an invaluable tool for them for training and for, you know, they're tough on their bodies, both the people and, you know, horses when they're in training. And so this Beamer is just incredible for all of those, you know, supporting the body's, you know, natural, you know, healing processes. So it's, like I said, it's an invaluable tool, whether you're talking about human athlete or an equine athlete or, you know, any of those. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just want to go more, a little bit more in depth, if that's okay, if we have a little time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For those of you that maybe don't know, the National Finals Rodeo every year, it's always the beginning of December. I don't know what the dates are exactly this year. I'll have to look it up, but the competition is so intense. It's a 10-day event. A lot of times the girls that run barrels sometimes will ride the same horse. Sometimes they'll bring three horses to pick from because it's so intense. The alleyway, how it's set up, the time that they get into the arena to exercise them is a very, very tiny slot. Like 5 a.m, let's say, or 6 a.m, because everybody wants to get in there to practice. There's so much money at stake. And it's just such an intense 10-day stressful. They're being pulled every single direction by sponsors, by, you know, people that want autographs, by just all these different things that are moving parts that are going on in the whole atmosphere. It just takes an army to get people to get the horses, you know, prepared, ready, clean stalls, feeding, all of that kind of stuff. But it's so intense. So I'm so excited to see how the Beamer is going to contribute to that intensity, that stressful atmosphere of that whole 10-day, every single competition, every night intensity. So I look forward to it. And if you're able to watch, please do. Ryan Padone is her name. And I just can't say enough about her. She's just an incredible person, trainer, competitor, and such a humble human being. So I look forward to it.
It's going to be a game changer.
Yeah.
Game changer for her.
Yeah.
And they moved
and I was
going to
say, obviously,
this year, right, from Vegas.
Yes, that's
right?
Correct. It was in Las Vegas, and they weren't sure if they were going to have it, so they ended up moving it to Texas.
Well, that's going to be exciting for you to be personally involved, you know.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for Beamer too, because it's opening up doors in that whole arena.
Yeah, but I was just, you know, going to say Ryan obviously has done this before and been here before, and so she's experienced everything between, you know, with her and her horses in this kind of environment. So she's going to be a great person to see the difference, you know, because she's done it without Beamer, and now this year she'll be able to do it with Beamer, and so it's going to be a really great. Hopefully she's going to have some really great stories, and it's going to be a really great experience for her. And like Cindy said, I think it's going to be a game changer for her. That's awesome.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Oh,
we need some things to look forward to.
Yeah, we really do. I feel the same way. We need something to boost our just confidence and overall excitement for what's going on.
All right. Well, it looks like somebody wants to chat with us real quick. So good timing here. Area code 515. Area code 515. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Diane Carr in Iowa. And I just wanted to go over again. Hi, how are you guys doing?
Great, great.
I just wanted to go over again. If you're treating a session on a dressage horse per se, do we want to do that before they compete or after? And also, like with a jumper, would we want to do it before or after or both, or what's the best protocol?
Well, first of all, both of those disciplines come under FEI. And so depending on the level of the show, you want to know what the, because the rules and regulations from that federation are going to govern who can apply what and when to the horse. And so that's what you need to find out is this an FEI regulated show? And it probably is if you're talking to either hunter jumper or show jumping or dressage, you know, unless it's a little local thing. So, you know, there are very strict rules about when things can be applied. Sometimes it can be, you know, it can't be the day of, et cetera. And it can usually when the horse is done competing, then it's okay. If you're talking about just in terms of, let's say this is a local schooling show at somebody's barn that's not at that level at all. It's the same as with a human athlete, is that you can help the animal or the person warm up before the competition. And then if they're going to work really hard, and certainly there's a lot of muscles at play when you're, you know, any kind of competition, you can use it afterwards to help the horse dissipate the lactic acid buildup of that and be able to recover for their next class. So there's applications you would be able to use it perhaps. Now, first of all, you never want to do a horse for the first time before competition. That's just always a rule because the horse needs to have been introduced to it in a non-stressful kind of environment where, you know, the competition is not on the line. So
right.
That's kind of a long-winded answer, but the principle would be that you could use, for a horse that's used to this kind of therapy, that you could use maybe a P2 beforehand, and you'd always want to go lower afterwards, so you'd want to use a P1. Does anybody, Tiff or Rainey or Nate, have comments to add to that?
I mean, that's pretty much what I would say. You know, just in general, we like to say don't do that, you know, don't do it for the first time before a big competition. And the reason for this is we just don't know how they're going to respond to it. I mean, some horses, it might make kind of, you know, it might take some of that energy away. It might calm them down too much, or you just never know. I mean, sometimes you've done this before, for a horse before, for several weeks beforehand, and you can say, okay, if I do this 4 hours before competition, that's when they really are getting the best kind of response from this. Or if I do it the day before, that's really the best, you know, and if I don't do it the day of, and then I'll just do it afterwards. You know, every horse is going to be different in the way they respond to Beamer and how that, reflects in the way that they move and show and things like that. So it's really best to have been doing this beforehand and kind of know that sweet spot of what works the best for that particular horse.
Unless they're totally finished with their classes, you know?
Right.
And,
okay.
You know, a little different circumstance.
Most of them would be FEI shows. Like my brother rides for Grand Prix most of the time. So what would we be looking at, like starting a couple weeks out to introduce before a show on a new horse, or...
That'd be a good idea. Yeah, a couple of weeks, sure. The longer, the better. And then, if this is an FEI competition, then you want to look. I think it's Article 6 under the rules. Beamer is considered a non-restricted supportive therapy, but there are still rules, and you'd want to check with the show steward, if you will, so that they knew you were on site. And you'd want to know what restrictions there could be as to the timing. Because a lot of times, again, the day of the competition or before a particular competition or class, they're not going to let you do that.
Okay. I just wanted to be doubly sure. I didn't want to cause anybody any problems in their class.
Yeah, no, that's good to ask those questions because there are, you know, extreme circumstances where, and the more, the higher up, the more competitive the rider is, and you're talking Grand Prix level, the stewards that, you know, there's stewards that walk around the showgrounds, you know, and they're going to be looking. So you just don't want to do anything that would jeopardize somebody's qualification.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you, and
well,
you definitely,
thank you. That really answers. Oh, sorry, Nate. Go ahead.
That's okay. I was just going to say you definitely want to give that rider the opportunity to experience how that horse is actually going to react. And the more time, the better. So he himself, riders always know and can feel a lot of different things of, you know, even how supple and how fluid the horse is. So the more time that you can give them experiencing that before an actual, you know, professional ride, I mean, you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. So the longer, the better.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, you guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Diane. Good luck.
Thank
you.
And yeah, dear brother. All right, and that takes us just to the end of the half an hour, so I'm just going to send it around the top and see if anyone's got any final words for today. We got Tiff.
Hey, Rainey. I'm just grateful to be here again this week. Sorry I missed you all last week, but I will be headed to another Bell race on Saturday, and just a little local one, but I just continue to be grateful for Beamer, what it has to offer our horses and ourselves. And like we talked about 2 weeks ago, the gift of health is so important. So if we could continue to just be positive and distributors and share what Beamer has to offer, I think we're headed down the right road. Look forward to talking to you all next week.
Thanks, Tiff. We appreciate you being on, and we did miss you last week, but can't wait to hear what you've got to share with us as you keep doing some of your shows. So that's awesome. Cindy.
And good luck to Tiff. I'm just, you know, we're so jealous here in California that, you know, there just is not a lot going on. Well, there was a show down in Galway, but where we had Boyd Martin, but there's just not a lot in a local level even here. So I do want to remind people about to save the date on your calendar, the Beamer Horse Saturday we're going to do. It's going to be 3 hours of, you know, different information, kind of some on the product, some on the business, some more on the science, and some more kind of sales tips. So we're going to focus on trying to provide some more examples or helpful best practices, if you will, because that's what people have been asking for. So, again, that'll be at 9 a.m. Pacific time. It'll be at noon Eastern time, and we're setting aside 3 hours. So you can see in the national newsletters the link, and please plan to join us then because we haven't done this since May.
And that's the 14th, correct?
Correct. Saturday the 14th. I know Saturday's hard for horse people, but, you know, there's never a good time for everybody.
There really isn't.
And this is something to ask your prospects, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's great. Definitely, you guys do such a great job with it, and we really appreciate all the work you guys kind of get out and, you know, giving us more and more tools to be able to use. So thank you guys so much for that.
And Nate.
Well, I'm just happy to be a part of this call and actually this equine community because seeing the amount of animals that are being helped and watching the growth of the horse set go up 250% and numbers are still climbing, and I wouldn't be surprised if we don't even double that for next year. So just continue to get out there and introduce it to folks because we know this product works.
All right. Thanks so much, Nate and Cindy. It's so great to have you guys on here. I appreciate all three of you being on here with me and doing this call. It's so fun to be able to do this with you guys. Would not be the same without you.
All right. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday. Otherwise, we're going to talk to you guys all next Thursday. All right. I hope you all have such a great week and you know, can kind of guide your way through this turmoil that is our country for the next few weeks. So I hope everyone joy and health. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have such a great week.
Thank you, Rainey. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a mark to your health.